This is
we back.
Yes, sir.
On Deck TV Podcast, man. What it do, man?
Man, holla at your boy, man. Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
I am Spike Lou. Another week in the books. You understand what I'm saying? What's cracking, man? What y'all shaking this weekend?
Man, that shit, man. Low key, man. I debated all weekend if I should fuck with that Chirac or not. And I did not fuck with that Chirac.
Only you had to debate.
I had to debate, man. I ain't been to the movies in a stretch, man. When I don't go to the movies in a while, it shit get weird, man. I gotta go fuck with a flick.
Pause.
No.
Fuck with a flick.
Nah. Fuck with those all the time.
I don't know about that shot, Rick. I might catch that on a
Red Box.
Yeah.
Dollar
on
movie.
The Manette or something. Slow weekend though. My Cowboys back to winning and shit, man. Play the Packers this week. You want to wager on something?
You don't want them. You don't want
to. Do you want a wager?
Not with that shit. What? Not with that quarterback. Yeah, guy. You don't want to.
That's
do that.
What I thought. Man. Exactly. Speaking of sports, man, FSP, Full Sport Press, man. Check them out every Monday. They got something new for you. Coach Locke, J Hove, How Weezy.
Absolutely, man. They talking college football this week, man. I know nothing about that shit, but if you like college football, go fuck with it.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. They're picking the top. There's a Final Four.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in college football, they're picking them. And it's what they picked already. And the games are set. And New Year's Day, we ready to rock.
Snooze, wake me up when that's over with.
Yeah, whatever.
Also, man, Ladies Room are back. Man, they dropped out of the blue like Beyonce, man.
Oh.
They can do that, man. Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie. They back. New episode is up.
Check that out. Check
love
that
languages.
Out. Yeah.
What's your love language, Lou?
I know
you know. I don't
know how to deal with that is. What is that?
It's some book. I took that test one time.
Sure
I forgot what mine was.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think mine was even registered on. Now.
I'm positive you took a love language test. Speaking of love languages, the game, his Whoa. Love language is beef. Pause.
Like four pauses in that statement, but go ahead.
He back at it. Like the game get off on this.
He do. He love this right here.
He love beefing with niggas and like having little cock strong boxing niggas with him, knock niggas out and shit. So
if y'all haven't heard,
you don't know what I'm talking about, right? Stitches. Stitches is a rapper out of Miami.
Yeah, man.
Weirdo.
He's got face tattoos.
Just call it what it is. Some weirdo. He been going at Jeezy.
Yep.
He's online snorting cocaine.
On stage, hitting the blow.
Yeah, like Stitches is out there. Like, if you've seen Spring Breakers.
He worse than that, though.
He 10 times worse than dude. Right? And shout out to my boy, Barbecue Money, man, because he actually, somebody tried to put me on Stitches.
Nah,
he was like, he
his
played
music?
Like, he played two videos. I can't remember what the name of the song was, man. But he was walking around with the K in the video.
Yeah.
He had, like, the AK and shit in the video.
Yep.
He played that in the barbershop for everybody, and everybody was like,
Crickets.
Tough. Strong summer crickets, too, niggas. Nigga strong.
Probably that brick in your face. That's his little local hit.
I don't know what it is, man.
Well, anyway, what he has to do with the game, if you're wondering. He's been, like you said, he tried to go at Jeezy. Jeezy didn't respond. He tried to go at Tiger, saying he was fucking Kylie. Tiger didn't respond. He also went at Game, and like you said, this game's league right here. So he went at Game with these following Instagram videos.
Man, the game is a pussy ass nigga who won't even meet me up. I bet your kids don't even call your daddy. They probably call you pussy nigga, because that's what the fuck you is, nigga. Claiming to be a blood, claiming to be a crip, nigga, pick a side, because you a pussy. Man, this pussy ass nigga named The Game always want to write on Instagram and Twitter that he gonna fuck niggas up. You ain't gonna fuck Young Thug up. You ain't gonna fuck me up, nigga. You ain't no boxer, bro. We saw when you fought 40 Glock. You can't even throw a punch, you pussy ass nigga. Come see me, boy.
So disrespectful in these IG posts. I'm talking about calling out his kids. Like, that was just two or three of, like, 20, dude. He's been going that dude for a solid 4 or 5 months, dude.
That was, Stitch is just going in.
He going in. Now, fast forward up to this past weekend.
It's wrestling to him, though. So.
The game is in Miami for Art Basil, however the fuck you say it. And he's at a show, and Stitches get word, and he goes and posts up in front of the club, gets on Instagram again, and posts this shit.
It's your will. I'm out here, boy. I'm outside. You can come out here when you want, boy. Come get these hands. You said you're looking for me. This is my city, boy.
You said you was waiting for me, nigga. I've been out here for an hour already.
You a straight pussy ass nigga.
Look what I do since you don't want to come out, pussy nigga.
And yes, that was spit on Game's car. So then when Game finally came out, oh, you had something to say about the spit on the car?
No.
When standing outside all night?
Yeah, like, you a grown ass man, dude. You know what time the club get out, man. Just not go really. Down there when the club get out.
He only 20, though.
He grown. Or go around the time the club getting out, so you ain't got, like, what was he doing? Like, that's, come, go ahead.
He was outside several, he put several videos up. That was only like two or three, again.
I wonder how long this nigga was standing out in the rain.
I say probably 2 hours, probably, at least.
He should have got down about 2:30.
So then, Game finally comes out with his entourage. I say about 15 people. And Stitches sees him. Hops out the Ford or Porsche, by the way. Shout out. Look at Stitches in the Porsche.
Rent it.
Hops out.
You can rent them cars like that in Miami.
Tough. In Miami, you can get a Ford or Porsche in Enterprise.
Man. They might let you just drive off the lot with them and bring it back to the
mall. No
L's. Yeah, just bring it back to the mall, bro.
So he hops out, approaches Game plus 14. And is so locked in on Game that he doesn't see the nigga standing directly in front of Game who hits him with a haymaker and knocks him out, dude. It was over with that quick.
Like, I wonder what he thought was going to happen. Like, it's him.
In front of the police, too.
Keep it right. Like, it's hella police, and he got three people with him.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to those three people when he made his charge towards Game's crew. Like, it was just him and then some little dude, some Kevin Hart-sized guy.
Yep.
With big muscles. They're probably boxers out in Cali. Game got him on the road with him for a specific reason.
That's his manager.
Okay, he probably boxed. Look the nigga manager name up. He probably got a little boxing game, a little background, good with his hands. Always want a fair one. What they call it out in Cali, a fair one? Y'all want to shoot a fair
five,
one?
Yeah, shoot a fair
let's
one.
Shoot this fair one. That's that nigga, game manager. Soon as he walked up, wop.
He sleep. Grand opening, grand
like
closing.
That's all. Dude was there for that. Dude.
Yeah, he was.
That's all I want to do is knock Stitches out. I want him to be outside for 3 hours. Please charge up like you have no idea. What was he gonna do running there? Tackle somebody? He was running there literally like he was gonna tackle somebody, dude. Like he played for the Dolphins, dude. He wasn't squared up or nothing, dude. He just got knocked out.
Yeah. Hey, man, no, for real, though. This is a lesson. And then he ended up getting jumped the following day.
But, dude, hold on. Dude, too, though. The dude that knocked him out.
For sure.
A little bit of advice for him.
Yep.
He should have just knocked him out.
And then back
plenty of police was right there. Now, he ain't bad. He ain't getting out of that.
Okay. Yeah,
so, right. Go on. Like when you know you commit a foul in the NBA, you raise your hand. Just do that.
It was me
right here.
Yeah.
Cuffs. Go ahead. Gang got the bill. He got the bond. You know, I'll call whatever number I need to call to get my bond money together. But yeah, right here.
Because he fired instead, on dude.
Fired on dude, took his shirt off, got hyped. This held up, blah, blah. No, bro, relax.
Popo's
you ain't knock out nobody but Stitches. Just knocked out Stitches, bro. It's cool. It's a cool little knockout. It's right for TMZ and everything, but bro, don't get that hype.
Hey, he got hype and the police hit him with that taser and that nigga, he fell like a sack of potatoes.
He got put to sleep too.
Quick.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't get put to sleep. I would just knock him out, foul right here.
Right
I got
here
him.
Me. It's on me.
I hacked him. It with me. Right here. I ain't got it. I mean, we're going to jail or what? Come on, get this up with so I ain't going to get processed.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? What was he think? What? Did he think that the Stitches thing that made him hard because he walked up
care.
On 15 people?
He don't care.
Oh, he just don't care.
No, he don't care.
Okay.
Like Game said, he should be a wrestler or ball boy. He'll be a good like little mascot, like a good little halftime show maybe for the Heat or
right.
Do something for the Marlins, like halftime. And he'll entertain a little white dude. Like
Right. For the record, Stitches, man, if you want to know more about him, he's 20 years old. He got 3 kids. He's married.
He get a little YouTube channel or something doing a reality show.
Snorts blow on stage.
Some shit like it, man.
Yeah, but no, this is a
Florida white boy.
Right.
Yeah,
this like is a lesson, though, man. Like, you trying to get a name off of, like, fake beef, though, like, it's not going to work, man.
I think
man.
People been done found it. Like, it's. Do they try?
Is it who?
Do people still try to, like, do that?
You
like,
just seen it. You just witnessed it.
Dude, slick retarded, though.
Yeah, he is, clearly. Enough Stitches talk, though. That's enough of that. What else we got, man? Grammys going on, man.
I ain't never got to hear Stitches' name on here again.
Never again. Grammys.
Do we care about the Grammys? Every year, the same thing happens.
Nah, it's just, I mean, you know, it's still the Grammys, man. It's still respected a little bit. Maybe no, not the hip hop community, but it's still interesting to see who gets chosen for what, though.
Yeah, I know who getting chosen, man. Come on.
And we ain't gonna touch on the best rap album now. We're gonna say that later for the question of the week. But two of the biggest headlines was Kendrick had 11 nominations.
Duh.
And Drake got nominated as the first diss song to get nominated. With the back to back. Which one is more? What's the bigger ring right there, man? Is it the diss song get nominated or double digit nominations?
It's clearly the diss song.
Really?
Yeah.
11 nominations?
It's Kendrick Lamar, dude.
And it was a garbage album too. You're right. We shouldn't count that. You're right.
Like that. You can hate all you want, but like it's Kendrick Lamar. Like that nigga put out an album that you gonna like in 3 years. Nah, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, that's what 11 Grammy nominations. That's what shelf like that come from. Like 10 years from now, you be like, and that Pimp Butterfly. You're going to be playing at your barbecues and shit with your little kids running around and shit like that. But we ain't going to get on there. But, nigga, think if Drake win a Grammy for back to back. That might be the nail in the coffin. We keep saying, me got a shot.
Nah.
He got a little outside shot. Oh, he in the studio making the best music of his life. But like, what did Ross say? He making the best music of his life right now.
Won't matter if he get this Grammy.
That's real talk. You know? Let Aubrey Graham, Wheelchair Willie, roll out
Jimmy,
there.
Man.
I'm calling him Willie. Let him roll out there and get a Grammy for that back-to-back. Man, it's like it ain't nothing like
that. You can't top that, dude.
It ain't. Yeah, there's nothing that Meek can do. Your boss can't save you. Nicki can't. Like, it's over. That nigga won a Grammy for dissing you. A Grammy for dissing you. A Grammy for dissing you. Take it in, dude.
That's going down in the history
books,
my friend. That's
going to deflate his ego. Now, you can't count enough money on Instagram, bro. You can't.
Nah, it ain't enough.
God.
Ain't enough printed up.
That's big, dude.
Yeah.
A Grammy for dissing you.
Dog.
And you started it.
And hey, hold
just
on,
though. Just think if this, like.
If hold on, look. If that was. Okay.
Bro, just think if Ether had got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, that would have been.
Or hit him up.
Anything, dog.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like.
That carries Drake the shelf life of the song.
This is it's hard to do. It's like the slam dunk contest. It's hard to do new shit in hip hop, man.
For sure.
He done put it on another level.
Yeah.
Like now, even when you diss niggas, like it got to be like you can't even just like you can't even subliminal like Jay used to no more. Slide it in like nah. Drake making it well. Nah, this nigga, it got to be a hit.
You got
to. If I'm gonna diss somebody, it got to be a hit.
Yep.
God,
nigga changed the game
big.
Again in 2015.
That's a notch. That's another notch in his belt.
Man, I seen a couple of people were mad because they felt like they got snubbed, man. Shout out Lupe. He was hot. His album wasn't on there.
Get out of here, man. Get out, dude.
Omarion was hot. His song wasn't on there. The groceries joint. Well, how it used to be. Used to be. I didn't know that was your song.
First of all, I thought that was Jahina. Ain't the Gina K.O.? Jahina
K.O. The name. That's my baby. Janae Aiko, man. You got to say it right. That's my boo.
What is it? Africa?
I didn't even know Omarion was on it.
I didn't even know he existed on that song. I promise I didn't.
Oh shit!
And I can't even believe that he admitted that he thought that he got snubbed. Like Omarion, I'd be good with it. Like, wait, what's wrong with niggas like you, bruh? Eat,
just eat, man.
It's cool. The steak ain't medium. Like the steak might be a little overcooked, bro. Just eat, man.
That's fine,
you lucky
man.
To be here, bro.
It's better than no steak, man.
Right? You lucky to be here, man. It's all right. You got two salad forks, bro. It's cool.
Make it work,
nigga. Dance in the background in your white with your shirt open and shit while we at the award shows making money and getting it done, man. Come on.
Yeah, man, quit complaining, Omarion.
I got snubbed. Who did he tell that to?
I don't know. He's probably said it to Twitter because nobody want him otherwise.
I can't believe he got a Twitter. Shout out Omarion, though, man.
You got an open invitation on Maybach O.
Nah, I promise I don't got like, I don't even know what. I have no questions. I have not one question, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay, so look, Killer Mike.
My what?
Killer Mike, your boy, said he knows how to end systemic racism.
Systematic racism.
Systemic. You're hot.
It's systematic.
Two words,
dude.
First off,
it's systematic. What does systemic mean?
That's how. It's the same thing.
What does systemic mean?
The system, motherfucker.
Systematic.
Same thing. So this is what he said. I'm telling white people, in order to stop systemic racism, systematic, you must befriend, become a colleague of, get to know intimately, or put yourself culturally in the framework of someone who doesn't look like you. It would kill preconceived notions and everybody would get along, blah, 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 blah. He said it was that easy. Is it that easy?
Nah.
I mean, nothing's that easy.
I fuck with Killer Mike and everything, and I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
But, like, it's getting even worse when you got people like Trump saying shit. We're trying to get all the Muslims up out of here, too. So, now it ain't even just a race, black, white thing. Like, any motherfucker with a garb on now, they finna blow something up? Like, what's going on? Like,
they ISIS now.
Yeah, so, like, I get what he's saying, but you can't do that. Like, they damn near trying to create a war of Christians versus Muslims right now. Yeah. Like, with Trump telling people, like, we don't even want Muslims over here.
Yeah.
And then a little shooting in California, trying to tie all of that in. But that's a whole other story. But I see what Killer Mike is saying, but you will never have a person that's on the other side of it. Like somebody that's so on the other side of white supremacy to be able to look and say, I can understand what this black dude go through. Same thing with us, though. Like, same thing with us. Like, I can't understand white privilege because I've never been able to receive it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know what it is. I know what it look like because I've been a victim of it before.
Right.
But you ain't going to be able to understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Killer Mike still got a point, though. Like, because the biggest reason that we're so divided is that we don't understand each other. We see somebody do something and you go, and you don't get it.
He definitely got
it. You don't understand. I think that's a start. That's a good starting point for sure, though. I will say that. Because if people get around each other and understand what's going on more, then they'll know the reason why people do what they do and why they act the way they act. And then people can start opening up and quit stereotyping and all these preconceived notions and get thrown out the window. I think, hey, that's a start. Shout out Killer Mike, man. Killer Mike for president.
Oh.
Hold not that far, but I fuck with Killer Mike, though.
Nah, he has a great point, though. I do think that is a start, but I think it's very unrealistic.
Wishful thinking?
Yeah. Very, very, very wishful.
What you thought about Ross on Breakfast Club last week, man? The comments he had about Birdman. We ain't never really seen nobody go at Birdman so blatantly like that, though.
Tell me again. Refresh my memory. What did he say?
Because on the song Color Money, which is on his album Black Market, he said shout out, and he was throwing shots at Drake with the back-to-back references and shit like that. And then he said, you know what I'm saying, something about your pussy-ass boss. And so on Breakfast Club, they were like, damn, who was you talking about, Wayne? They were like, nah, fuck with Wayne. They were like, damn, who you talking about? He was like, man, shit, I ain't like the way Birdman did Wayne and da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Long story short, he was like, man, I ain't fucking with Birdman right now with that shit. And you've never really just heard anybody just go at and say, I don't fuck with Birdman. Fuck Bird, call nigga pussy, nigga. Like, he niggas don't pushing. Go in on Birdman.
He called him
like,
pussy. Are you talking about on the song?
On the song. I mean, on the song, yeah. But he confirmed that's who he was talking about, though. You don't really see that or hear that often. I'm a little surprised, man. But I did call that was his downfall. I said it was over for Birdman, though. Niggas didn't listen to him.
It's over with for Birdman.
I called that a year and a half ago.
But it's over with, me.
Over with, man. Like, he's no longer relevant. Like how Suge Knight fell off after
Ross,
Pac died.
Because Ross dissed him?
No, because Wayne left and his roster is dwindling. So, you can't stand behind Mac Man and Jay Mills. It's not going to work. That can't be your roster.
Just last week, he was telling Slim Jesus that he could get Wayne on the phone.
Yeah.
And as far as we know, Nicki and Drake are still under contract.
Yeah, they are. But they're not waving YMCMB. When last time you heard them shout that shit out, dude? You haven't. It's been a stretch.
When the last time you heard Buck shout out G-Unit before they got back together? Man. It don't matter. Like,
does that mean 50 back?
I guess what I'm I guess what I'm saying is, Ross maybe feels like he's now in a position where he won't need Baby again.
Mm.
There aren't many artists that ever reach a position as to where I ain't gotta fuck with Baby because of the roster that he got. You know what I'm saying? Most people gonna wanna fuck with Wayne, Nicki, or Drake.
Right.
And they can't go with Baby because of that. They wanna fuck with them. Man, I guess Ross feel like he in the know, and he feel like he know them good enough to where if I can go with Birdman, I can still fuck with them. I don't think it's gonna work that way.
Mm.
I promise you I don't. And he gonna pay for saying that. if it ain't now, it's gonna be a point in time. Like, Baby money long. Like, they been in business like 30 years.
Yeah, this is true.
MMG been in business 5.
don't do him like that, though.
Yeah, seriously, like, it's cool. It's cool to take shots at the throne, but like,
It ain't throwing Pac no
said,
more.
Like Pac said, dude, don't build a wall. You got your money right.
Maybe Rose money right. He got 80 wing stops.
If you feel like he right there with Baby, like oh, right now, no. Like okay. No. So I know like he ain't in no position to say what he like. Nah, if I'm Baby, like he going, I'm on his throat. I live in Miami. How he can shed like
he gonna run Ross out of Miami? Come on now.
He
can't be serious.
Well, I mean, he ain't got to run him out of Miami, but he can make it hard on him in Miami.
And Ross said Birdman ain't even in Miami right now.
That's even better. I go build my squad up somebody else like I am. And that's probably why he said it. Because yep. He not in Miami right now. If he was in Miami, you still got Birdman and Lil every week, and Ross got to coexist with him down there. He ain't saying that, man. Like, Ross, like, one thing I will credit Ross said, like, he know how to pick his battles.
True.
Like, right now, like, it's a good little time, seems like. To go with Birdman, but I promise you, it's not. It's not like
it's over.
And it's part of the miscalculations that I'm telling y'all that Ross is taking. Like it's over for Ross. You say it's over with Birdman. I say it's over for Ross.
You've been saying that for a long time, and it's not over with for Ross at all.
Like what is this? What is this album done? Like
the album fired.
He's declined ever since I said it was over with. No, if you were looking in his stock, look at his stock portfolio. Look at his stock portfolio.
In your eyes, he has. In the real world, he hasn't, bro.
Yes, he has. He, like, okay,
people fucking with this just as much as they was before. Dude.
I ain't talking about fucking with this. I'm talking about his appeal and him as a star. When Mastermind came out, as a compared to now,
you just saw him on Game Day, dude. You just seen what? Him. You just saw him on College Game Day. Not
you don't
too
even
long
watch
before,
college
dude.
Football, nigga. That shit. That's a percentage.
And even I saw that. That's what I'm saying.
Mastermind. He was on First Take, probably.
Same difference.
No, it's not. It's a whole big difference. A big difference. Nigga, if I'm on Game Day, I'm trying to, like, I had to call somebody, be like, hey, what y'all got for me, ESPN? First Take calling me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has been on decline since Mastermind. There ain't no way you can deny it.
That's not
and
true.
He's still on a decline right now.
Nah, everybody fuck with the album, dude. It's
everybody fucks with the album. That's only a percentage of it. You know it.
That means a lot, though.
Ross is on a decline, buddy. You know it.
You're on the denial. That's what you're on.
He's on decline, man.
Hey, man, one thing we can't deny, though, man. New projects came out. Starlito, shout out the home team. That was one of the new projects. I'm moving to Houston. Remember we had him on the interview and we met him in the studio and he was in a booth recording a song? Remember
we
said that?
I got to have that song.
Said we got to have it and we got it, goddammit.
And it's on that I'm moving to Houston and it's called
Sell No More. Check it out.
I know you probably heard it before, but I don't wanna serve no more. Allergic to broke, so I feel like I deserve it though. It's consequences that they catch with just curtains closed. Furthermore, I've been sleeping less and working more. Since when had a first came slow? I don't recall, stacking tall through the spring and the summer. Pop to your file, call me Slim, I'm a pimp and a thug. Underground hall, yeah, I want it out, and I might not call. But gotta love me despite the flaws. No, I don't like the laws, but still fight for a righteous cause. Know what it's like to then to give up and feel like you're lost. Know that look like a lick, but you're more than likely to get caught. Now you're living through pictures, you get to write them and call.
That's all.
Nah, don't get down on yourself. Close encounters with death know it's more to life than I thought.
I don't
wanna
serve no more. I don't wanna serve no more. I don't wanna serve no more.
Lito, man, I don't want to serve no more. I think I said sell no more. One of the two. You get the message, though. No more.
I had it on repeat on the way. That's buying right there.
Yeah, that's that shit, man. Y'all most also definitely check out that Star Lito.
Check out that, what is it? Penny, number one? Penny slash
yeah,
one?
That's fire, too.
Him and D1 went in on that.
Yeah, that's
there.
That tape's solid as a motherfucker, though.
It is, man. It's a solid tape. That serve no more reminded me of Red Dot, man. Free Red Dot, man.
All
I was
day.
Thinking about him today, man. Free the kid. But look, this is the On Deck TV podcast, man. Here we try to get y'all some good innovative topics from hip hop, man. So we were thinking, Animal Brown and myself.
For sure.
Hip hop, well, somebody in the Rap Chat group actually mentioned this and made me think of the topic. So shout out to the Rap Chat. Y'all go check that out on Facebook because we ain't got to mention that yet.
Yes, sir.
Also, as well, before we get into the topic, remember to go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and tell us what we're doing right and wrong and all that good stuff.
For sure.
Right? All right, got that out the way. So, hip-hop urban legends and myths. It's some stories out there. You know, one of my homies hit me about the Max B, and, you know, we touched on that a little bit, and like, well, what was he charged? What were y'all talking about with Max B? And, you know, we realized that we're privy, since we are into hip-hop like that, to a lot of stories that some people may not know about it, you might know about it.
too. Shit, who knows? But we're gonna put our little spin on it, see what we think about it, give you some facts, and see if it's true or false. Right?
Absolutely, man. First ones first, dude. This one's been in the news a little bit recently too.
Yeah, this is newer. Go ahead.
Pimp C got kidnapped by Master P. Now, like
wait. Okay,
that ain't all.
If that's the headline,
yes. If that's the headline, that's the urban legend.
If that's the headline, when you pick up the source in 1998,
give or take, yeah.
Do you believe it without reading anything else?
I don't.
You don't.
I don't.
Okay, go ahead.
Not for any reason in particular. It just sounds like it's some. Okay. It sounds like an urban legend.
Okay, I'm about to prove a point. Go ahead.
So that's the rumor. That was the urban legend. Now, it has recently been revealed that that's half true. If you're reading a Pimp C book like me, or if you've been paying attention to the Master P interviews on Breakfast Club lately, they asked him about this, and P actually did. Well, he didn't kidnap him, though, but I guess the definition of kidnapping is...
kidnapping, holding you somewhere where you don't want to be, not with force, okay, a strap.
Technically, he did kidnap him. Yes. But he kicked in the door in his hotel in Louisiana.
Yep.
With the mask on, with about four or five deep, pistol whipped him.
Yep.
And now the reason why, though, let's get to the reason why this beef started in the first place.
Yeah, this is my problem here.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the clip
from
Big Gip from Goody Mob, where he told the story at one of these conferences a couple years back. So we're going to see, get to the root of why it happened and what really happened. Check it out.
Time, the record that pissed Pimp off was the Break Your Arm record. That was the record that broke him in Atlanta, that broke Master P in Atlanta. And Pimp felt like this was his territory. So what happened was he started asking P, because I remember he called me, he said, man, we recorded this song in the house in the bathroom. And he said, yo, after the record broke, he wanted the master band. And P was like, nah, I ain't giving you the master band. So that's when the war started. The war started, and I remember Pimp called me, and he said, yeah, P just came in my room, pulled a gun on me. And I said, what you mean? He said, man, somebody from downstairs let this man in my room. I woke up and P was standing over me. And what had happened was, and I'm going to be real with you, it was a hit put out on his life. You know what I mean? It was a hit put out on his life. And the people who was going to do the hit went to Jay Prince and told him that it was actual hit on Pimp's life. That's when P, if y'all see, P had to leave. P had to leave the South. You know, he had to leave. That's when he left, sold everything. He moved out of Houston and went to L.A. And this is when the whole war started. And I was with him during that time. And I think that he really, this is the whole thing. Bun was in the middle of it too. And Bun didn't want that kind of war. But Pimp felt like, man, like, I really gave Master P the record that really blew him. And I feel like, P, if I helped you, give me my record back. At least give me my master back, because I did so many other records for you guys. At least let me have that master. And he refused. And I think that relationship never really got, you know, cleaned up. And never really, I think Pimp went to his grave being an enemy of Master P, you know what I mean?
Had to play that whole clip, dude. So Big Gip gave the breakdown. He was hot about that Break 'Em Off Something joint. He felt like that got P big in the A, which it probably did. And he wanted some points off of that, man. He wanted his masters. P didn't want to give it to him. Pimp C got to talking reckless on a couple of songs and a couple of cities on stage, and P came and saw him about it. So now you get the truth about it. And there was also a hit on Pimp C, and that's why P left and went to Cali. What are your thoughts?
Look, I blame Pimp C for this, man. And I love Pimp, man. That's Uncle Pimp and everything, right?
Right.
Like, you can't bitch with niggas like P about shit like masters.
Yeah.
Like Break 'Em Off. Like, okay, if you feel like that was the hit that put P on, why do you want the master so bad?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, You gonna get you your money.
Yeah, you gonna. I would hope so.
It don't matter who's. That's what I'm saying. And that was a whole thing that I was saying about Ross and Baby too. Like, Pimp C, you gonna do some shit like at the P, go bitch all on the phone and shit and cause all this ruckus. Like, this nigga ain't no goddamn rapper. Like, y'all remember where these niggas is from? Like, P, like, this nigga from New Orleans. Like, he from that. He don't know nothing else, but, like, that's how he live and get down, how he got what he got.
He's bout it.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's how P got what he got. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And I'm not knocking Pimp C at all, because I'm saying Pimp C was real, too, like, probably sure. Real as you can get. But P just, like, he on another level. Like, and just like with Ross and Baby, like, Baby just on another. You can't come for me. Like, I don't care if you won't pay for it today or 10 years from now, you gonna pay. Just like with Pimp C, dude, you cannot come for me.
Yeah.
Now, just so happens, Pimp C got a spade in his pocket, which is Jay Prince.
For sure.
And that's what, see, and that's the thing. P smart enough to know.
I
can't come for Jay Prince.
Right, I'm not finna fight that battle. I got to
get up
right
out of here.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So like Gip said, that's when he made the move. Like, you got to be smart enough to know. And I don't think Ross smart enough to know when he made that, or Pimp C was. Like, nah, right. You can't start, like, you can't come for niggas like that, man, because that's what they do.
And you know what, though? That makes so much sense, because remember, see, for those who don't know, we from Tennessee, man, Cashville, stand up.
Yep.
And we used to always be like, man, why P don't ever tour down here? Yep. He didn't never come. Never. Not to the A, not to Tennessee, not to Memphis, nowhere.
He had a scheduled tour once. And it got canceled.
Okay.
Remember, because they gave refunds in there. I bought my tickets from Kroger on 8th Avenue South, nigga. I remember, nigga. We was ready. He came to the Malibu, a club, one time, and that was before Break 'Em Off something. It was like probably when Break 'Em Off something just got the pop.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't never, but he had a concert planned, and it got canceled.
Yeah. It wasn't a trace of him, dude.
He never came down. Said Jay Prince.
So I believe
that, all through that Ice Cream Man stage. It wasn't no, yeah.
Ghetto
you
would have
thought he would have been all through that. And guess who was all down through there? Baby, Cash Money, all of them was all down through there.
But this, like, is very true.
No P.
So we can go ahead and put some facts to that urban legend, because that shit is legit. Crazy.
Gotta watch your mouth, people.
All right, man. What you got next, dude?
Next, what we going to do? Let's see how we going to do it. Suge Knight. Good old blind Suge.
He probably the subject of
everybody
40 urban legends.
Yeah, everybody heard. The worst one is the gay one. We're going to move past
that. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to move on with that.
Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Apparently, Vanilla Ice was in some sort of, what was his contract? What happened?
So, the rumor is.
He hung him over the balcony. Why?
Yeah, the rumor is Suge Knight hung Vanilla Ice over a balcony so he could sign over masters to Ice Ice Baby to one of his associates so that he could fund Death Row and get it started and all that. So one of the associates knew Vanilla Ice.
So look.
It happened to be around.
This is my plan, right? This is my plan.
Everybody's heard this right here.
My plan is this. You my boy.
Okay.
Oh, you know Vanilla Ice?
You know him?
Yeah, okay, I know. Okay, all right, Brett. Look. So he in L.A.? Okay, cool. So let's go up to his hotel room and get him to sign over the rights to the biggest hit out right now.
Yep.
How we going to do that, bro?
Shit.
So I'm just going to go up and just strong arm him, bro. We just going to get him to – what a contract at, bro? Nah, he's just going to write it down that he's giving it to us and we'll take it to the lawyers and shit. They going to take care of it.
Yep.
You cool with that?
Let's go.
All right, let's ride.
Fuck it.
How did that conversation go, dude?
Just like that.
God.
So, first of all.
These niggas running record labels, though.
Yeah, okay.
God.
So, let's get the truth, because the truth is out there of what really happened from Robert Van Winkle himself, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice. Let's hear it.
I had my bodyguards who had guns, and they had their people which had guns, and they had us outpowered and outnumbered.
Talking publicly about it for the first time. Van Winkle describes a terrifying night in his suite at a Beverly Hills hotel when he says Suge Knight showed up with six other men.
Roughed one of my bodyguards up. They roughed everybody else and my whole entourage up. Suge took me out on the balcony, started talking to me personally.
On the balcony?
On the balcony.
High above?
Like 15 floors. He had me look over the edge, show me how high I was up there.
You scared?
I needed to wear a diaper on that day. I was very scared.
On the balcony, Van Winkle says Suge Knight told him to sign over points from the song to a man named Mario Lavelle Johnson.
Who is Mario Lavelle Johnson? His name is listed.
That's the guy that Suge Knight brought over there that was an acquaintance of mine that had nothing to do with that song.
You signed over the rights?
Signed over the rights to him so that Suge and them could get paid for it.
So Mario Lavelle Johnson didn't write that song?
No way.
How much were those points worth?
About $4 million, $3 million, anywhere between there. $3 to $4 million.
And you just signed them?
I signed them. And walked away alive.
Dude said, and you just signed them?
Yeah. Yeah, I was hanging off a motherfucking building, so I figured I'd sign the fucking papers, you know? I figured that would happen.
Nah, talking about though, he wasn't hanging. That's the part that was the urban legend. He didn't get hung off the balcony. But
Suge
Knight did make him look down, and he implied that I would throw your ass off of here unless you sign these papers.
Would he have done that?
Probably not. He probably just beat him up, though.
He would have thrown him off.
Now he'd have beat him up.
You can throw him off. He might not die. And if he do die, shit, who gonna say you did?
He would have died if he'd have thrown him off.
Who gonna say you did?
I mean, he jumped.
As far as everybody else up there concerned, crazy ass white boy, you know, on drugs and shit, he jumped.
That shit crazy. Boy, that's crazy as fuck, though.
All right, it is very, very crazy.
$3 to $4 million.
Mario Johnson. Other writing credits: none. Different variations of Ice Ice Baby. He actually has. See, this is interesting. It makes me think that extortion, we were talking about off edges now, extortion with points off albums or songs.
Yep.
Because this guy has writing credits for Big T, an Ice Cube song.
Mm.
That was released in 2004, though.
Okay.
And a compilation, Team X Extreme, various artists, Ice Cube as well.
I mean, he ain't getting no checks off it, though. Not no Ice Ice Baby checks.
No, he ain't getting no Ice Ice Baby. He ain't getting no checks at all. Let's be very clear. Suge Knight is getting those checks, so.
You're right. So, apparently, that's some of the money that funded Death Row. So, hey, man, props to Suge Knight for a creative way of getting money. But that's wild.
That's what Vanilla Ice deserves, though.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice, if y'all remember Vanilla Ice, he came in the game flogging, though. He was talking about he was from the streets and stuff, and he really wasn't.
He got what he deserved.
So that's kind of what he get.
All right, where are we going to next?
All right, next one. We got to talk about this Jay-Z and R. Kelly. Jay-Z, Pepper Spray, and R. Kelly at the tour.
Welcome to the Best of Both Worlds.
So you remember when they got back. First of all, the original Best of Both Worlds got halted because of a certain sex tape of a certain R&B singer.
And they couldn't get along.
Peeing on somebody. Of course, they couldn't get along either. But the sex tape came out about a week or two before the album was supposed to drop.
You know, rumor has it, though, Jay, it was hard to get along with Rockefeller back in the day, apparently.
I'm sure they were Rockefeller.
You know what I mean? Because Nori said that the whole incident with
Big Pun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said they was going at it there. Not in Tata, like the smallest nigga in the group with the biggest mouth. But go ahead.
Apparently, okay, again, they dropped the album, but the sex tape leaked like 2 weeks before. Jay was like, okay, I ain't fucking with you. This bad PR. So then after that died down, they tried to go back at it with the Unfinished Business album, and they only put that out so that they could go tour and make money off the touring. So then a couple of tours went, and some nights was bad, man. They wasn't getting along. R. Kelly was acting like a diva, apparently. And then finally, surprise, all came to a halt in New York.
Look, how much money does it take for you to do a project with someone who you seen piss on a 15-year-old girl?
I don't really give a fuck, though.
Oh, God.
I mean, hey,
are you worse? You're worse than him, then. Like, you're worse than the guy pissing on the 15-year-old
girl. I mean,
this
money's still green.
So you're worse than the guy pissing on the 15-year-old girl,
hey, man,
right? Because
acquitted,
you don't care.
He didn't do a day in jail. He was acquitted of that. It may have not even been. Do we know that was him?
Who was it?
Do we know that was him?
Is there a John Kelly? His brother's name. Seymour Kelly?
Hey, it could have been anybody.
Seymour Butch Kelly?
So they went on tour, and it all came to a halt in New York, man, when R. Kelly said that he saw somebody that had a gun in the crowd.
Oh, man.
That was getting ready to shoot him.
Oh, my God.
And then something happened with pepper spray. Some people said Jay did it. Some people say
it was Tata.
Exactly. So Jay's people, Tata, got into it.
They said it was very hard to get along with Tata, regardless of the Rough Riders tour, the Pun tour, this tour.
He must know it was hard to get along with him because he carried pepper spray. That's number one.
Yeah, who carries pepper?
You a mall cop? Come on, man. Like, you Paul Blart?
Where do you get pepper spray from?
Where do you buy that shit at?
Like, where can you have? No. Even if you bought it,
how?
Where you carrying it? You putting that in your pocket? You got a belt fanny clip? Pack? Like, where does that go?
You got a belt clip for the pepper.
Like, dude, I can barely carry my cell phone and, like, whatever else I got in my pocket. So, where am I putting pepper spray?
That means you got on skinnies, though.
Nah.
That's why you can't
I got on jeans
shit.
That fit, my nigga. Step up to the 2000s, nigga. This is not 96 hip-hop, nigga. This is not Wu-Tang.
But another artist that was there to perform who got his night canceled, cut short, was Cassidy.
I wonder, did he still get paid?
That's a good point.
He probably didn't.
Probably not. He was there to perform. That's why he's telling this story. Of course. So he was on radio and he gave his account of what happened. Let's check it out.
Let's hear it.
And all of a sudden, I just see all this commotion, like niggas running, like all these bodyguards running. There's a bunch of like screaming and shit going on. And then niggas come back in there talking about him and Jay-Z went through something and R. Kelly got pepper sprayed or maced or something.
I heard that.
Then a couple little while later, I see R. Kelly coming through. He running through. They trying to guard him. You know what I mean? But I ain't really know what happened. Like, I ain't know it was with Jay-Z and them. All I know is that he got maced and I was supposed to go on stage with him and it was fucking up my night. You know what I'm saying?
So
when his managers and all them came back through, like, it was me. Couple goons I was with, and them niggas was looking like they was at a disadvantage, so you know what I mean, we passed them off a couple burners so they could feel like better about they stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we only had probably like 3-4 of them. I wasn't gonna give them all of them. I think I gave them 2 of them, and then we had to go to the hospital, so I'm waiting outside the hospital to get them burners back after the shit like died out.
I need them burners back, B.
Listen, man.
You believe that? Do you believe that, though? You should.
Partially. Like, it sounds like about 65% truth there.
Think about back then. Cassidy wasn't around none but goons. Like, Cassidy was goons around him.
My problem is this, though.
What's that?
If I'm R. Kelly, right?
Okay, you're pissing on 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. And I'm from Chicago.
For sure.
R. Kelly ain't no bitch now. Like, we ain't never have a... Like, he sang and all that shit, but nigga ain't finna run up on R. Kelly.
Apparently so. They macing them.
This J-Nim, though.
Okay, yeah.
They got a little... They money can compete with R. Kelly.
That's true.
Let me tell you what would piss me off. If I'm R. Kelly and Cassidy telling me, oh, them niggas look like they was at a disadvantage. What? What, little nigga? I might have took this L over here, but don't get it twisted, my nigga. Like, I would have had to send my people to see about Cassidy about that. I ain't gonna lie. And then, on top of that, you waiting at the hospital to get the pistols back? These are burners. They call burners because you throw them away. If I give the shit to R. Kelly and them, you can have it. You get caught with it, it's yours. Yep. I don't know what bodies are nothing on nothing. After I got done using it, I planned on throwing it away too. These ain't registered guns. Why you waiting at the hospital to get those back? Come on, dude. What the fuck?
Hey, man. That's fucking hilarious.
If I'm R. Kelly, I'm mad at Cassidy right now.
R. Kelly and Jay-Z don't get along to this day because of this situation. Like,
if I'm Jay-Z, I ain't got nothing to say about R. Kelly. If I'm Jay-Z, I never, ever in my life have to say another word to R. Kelly. Because you fucked up too much money.
Yeah, oh, man.
You fucked up too much
money.
He
left so much cake on the table.
Like, nigga,
they ended up suing each other.
You were Steph Curry out here on the court cooking. And as soon as I want to hook up with you, my nigga, you turn into Tyreek Evans?
Yeah, you jackballed it.
Yeah, you just throwing up shots now?
That nigga said
that nigga should have had 2 classic albums, dude.
He said that somebody had the pistol in the front row, dude, waving it at him.
He's on that X.
Is that what that was?
That was X.
I wanted to try X. I don't want to know.
It might have been Molly. He might have been all like
Molly before it was on.
Yeah, like R. Kelly was like, it's R. Kelly, man. You pissing on bitches at 15? Like, you got
something
wrong?
Yeah, you
got
to be on
drugs. Like, you ain't just smoking weed and drinking and shit, man. You getting high.
Hey, man. And
he was high. I thought somebody, like, I know Jay probably was nowhere near this. You know that?
He
like, Jay
wasn't.
Was in the hotel room. He did his little set. He was gone. They had to call him and tell him something happened.
Nah, they was backstage, though. Jay had to go up and finish the show by himself. Oh, man. So they was there. I don't know, in the vicinity.
It's so much disgust here. If I was Jay, I'd be disgusted at R. Kelly still. If I'm R. Kelly, I'm
disgusted that my man got mace. I'm going to be honest.
Now, if Tata, if he liked it, then I he got hit with the ball with Big Pun. Like, nah.
That's
I expect it. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm R. Kelly, I'm still mad at Cassidy to this day for trying to tell people I was at a disadvantage and you had more goons than me. It's not happening, sir. No. You're a 19-year-old from Philly, dude. I could sign you 6 times, dude. You would still be relevant right now. They might. But R. Kelly can hire goons. You know what I'm saying? Like, come
bigger
on.
Goons.
You're not finna do me like it if you cast it. If you Jay, we might have to fight, but you ain't finna do me like it if we cast it.
All right, man. One more, another urban legend, real quick, man. So this one is the meeting that destroyed hip hop.
Don, 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 don.
Cue the drama music. So this meeting allegedly occurred in the early 90s. And it was between top music executives. This all came out in an open letter a couple of years ago. This music executive, who remained nameless, said that this was weighing on his conscience and he couldn't let it sit anymore. He had to tell the world. So he wrote an open letter about a meeting that he went to early 90s. And it was music executives there, and they all had to sign confidentiality agreements. And the meeting was about, they had found a new way to invest their money and make hella cheese. Prisons were becoming privately owned, and they had started to invest in them. And now, how do you make money off of prisons? You fill it up with as many people as possible. How do you fill it up with as many people as possible? Their plan was to change the way music was promoted.
And promote violence to kids and make kids commit violent acts, get them in the system, stay in the system, and they will be continued to get paid off kids, black preferably, in the system.
Exactly. So this is the alleged, this is the meeting that changed hip hop. Now, of course, this came around the same time that NWA exploded. And Public Enemy disappeared, and people saw a big change in culture in the way music, gangster rap had came out of seemingly nowhere. Apparently, this is a little bit before my time, but we just gonna run with that. Now, let me ask you this: number one, do you believe that there was a meeting that occurred that with this whole? Do you believe any of what the fuck I just got through saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course. Like
the prisons and the music executives investing in all of it.
All of it. Even to today, like with the popular songs or artists that you see, like, it's still like you kind of can tell what the motive is behind it, and it's going to a deeper level. But I think that this meeting definitely happened. The context of it, I don't think, was specifically geared towards hip hop. I ain't gonna give hip hop that much credit.
Especially in 1990,
not 90s, or 91. Or I'm not actually. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. It's not hip hop not gonna get the credit to. I'm not gonna get the people in that room the credit of having the vision of seeing how big that it was gonna be to be able to influence the decisions made. Like, people had no idea how big hip hop, like, there's nothing that you can watch now, see on TV, like, without people emulating hip hop.
Right.
They dabbing on the news.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so commercials, yeah, they dancing.
Every commercial is hip hop. Right. It's Nicki Minaj. Like,
yep.
I heard Renegade on the, like, Toyota commercial, the beat for Renegade. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stuff like that. So I do not think that they could forecast the future as far as how impactful hip hop could be, especially back then, because it was a niche audience. But what I do believe is that they did say, hey, let's start. I mean, because look at the prisons. I've read the book. Shout out to, I can't think of the name of it. Damn, what's the name of the book? I know before we come back.
For sure.
But the book about mass incarceration of black guys, like, it kind of says something alluding to this about how the music affects how guys act, and, you know, then in turn, you being where you are in jail.
Right.
So I believe that it could have happened, but I don't believe it's specifically geared towards hip hop, just a culture in general.
I think whoever wrote this is a very creative storyteller.
You don't believe it happened at all?
Nah, I don't. I'm going to be honest. Why? I don't believe it happened. Like, for a couple of reasons, like you said, I don't believe whoever orchestrated this meeting if it did happen, is a goddamn prophet. If they knew that in 1991 that rap was going to be on the scale that it is today, fuck it, that they knew it was going to be on the scale it was in 2001, much less now. So they a bad motherfucker, whoever thought of that. I just think somebody, Because again, the theory, like you said, by reading the book, a lot of people theorize that this music makes people do or influences certain people to do certain shit or glamorizes certain things. So somebody took that aspect of it, took it back 20 years and wrote a story about how they, that's probably what just they think happened. But I don't think it was a secret meeting. I think it was some Illuminati shit, which I don't believe.
I think those happen more so than we would like to believe. Meetings like that, and I like even with,
I think it's all about money, but not in the roundabout way that they were talking.
Yeah, it's
about
money, and like you said, and I think to me, what gives this story the relevance is the prison thing,
right? Because
that's where the money, like that's where the money is. Like private prison systems are making a lot of money on the stock market right now,
for sure.
Like if you into that business, like you making a lot of money because a lot of people getting locked up for like frivolous reasons. And I ain't just talking about black people, like period.
Right.
Like it's out of control. So if that money aspect that you just spoke of was the point of the meeting, then I could see that.
Yeah,
but like you said, you got to be very forward thinking to think.
You
got to
be Nostradamus,
right? Like to think that, nigga, in 1990 that you would see somebody like Jay-Z,
right,
or
whoever,
or N.W.A. in 1990 that Dr. Dre would be signing a deal with the biggest what is Apple, a technology company,
right,
the
right,
biggest
right.
technology company in the world, a $3 billion deal. Like you don't see that in the '90s for rap.
Right.
Because, I mean, there was no precedent for it. Like, rock didn't do it. Country music didn't do it. Rap is the first, hip-hop is the first genre to, like, cross over into mass marketing. Like, I don't really see it as much as I do country or rock or all of that stuff.
Right.
Especially in nowadays.
That shit crazy, man. So, hey, let us know what y'all think, man. Which one of these did y'all know? Which one do you think is true? Which one it ain't?
Y'all give us some of y'all hip-hop legends, too, man. What y'all want to hear us talk about or something that you know that we may not know that we can read on the air next week or something. And just off the dome, what's some more that you know?
You know the number one urban legend though in rap, though?
What's it?
That I know isn't real, so I didn't want to make it a main one.
What's it?
It's Tupac being alive.
Hey.
That's number one. He's in Cuba somewhere. He's with Bin Laden somewhere. They did an article on like 12 reasons why he's still alive back in the day. If y'all remember that XXL, that was an amazing issue of XXL, by the way, because they gave the theories of why he's still alive. And she was dope as fuck. I wish I still had that issue. But that's number one urban legend in rap, period. There's other ones, like you said, Big Pun hitting Jay-Z with the bottle, which his wife just came out and said that didn't happen. So sad face.
Buddy. Nori was on.
His wife came out and said it didn't happen.
Fuck that. Nope, it happened. His wife lying. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that, man.
Then you remember the little Kim? She got her stomach pumped.
Because she had swallowed too much sperm.
She swallowed too much sperm.
She
that was
a Sprite bottles full of sperm.
Right. That was pre-internet days. We heard that shit and was like, damn.
Right. Niggas believed it.
Believed the shit out of that, right. too. And, of course, the Illuminati shit, too. Jay and Illuminati, Kanye, signals that they throw up. That's another one.
What about the Cameron Jay-Z shot me in my lamb at the Howard homecoming?
Oh,
what
yeah. I seen him throw that rock
somewhere. Did Hov have anything to do with that?
No, man.
Hov had nothing to do with it?
No. Why would he do that? Why would you call a hit out on Cameron? Like, no shot. Cameron, my boy, and everything. But why would Jay-Z do that, though? Like, honestly. Like, there's no, like, he got way too much to lose, dude. I just don't see it. I don't think he sees Cameron as that big of a threat.
All right, so I just Googled Tupac alive.
He's not, but go ahead. You saw hella pictures.
First reason, where's the body?
It was they smoked his ashes, outlaws.
Yeah, says he was cremated. Problem is, no one saw the body in 2012. Two, a photo's worth 1,000 words. Tupac, you know that famous photo, him next to Suge, looking at the camera. Suge got the Coogee on, he got the jersey on.
For sure.
Tupac was shot on September 7th, 1996 in Las Vegas, but last known photo of him riding alongside Suge Knight is dated September the 8th.
Oh, shit.
1996. This is before Photoshop, folks.
You can still Photoshop that after the fact.
Duh.
Don't believe the hype.
Machiavelli. Tupac himself loved to fuel rumors about his death.
This is true.
the posthumous album, the Don Killuminati 7
Whoa,
Day.
Don Killuminati.
He's meant Killuminati. The 7 Day Theory was released under the stage name of Machiavelli.
Of course.
Named after Nicola Machiavelli, the Italian thinker who believed in faking one's death as a tool against his enemies.
Yep.
The album's artwork features the rapper as Jesus Christ, who was believed to have resurrected 7 days after his death, plus rearranging the letters of Machiavelli, spells out am alive. Okay.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop it, dude. Pac is dead as a doorknob, dude. Unfortunately, I wish he was here. Pac is dead as disco, people.
Okay.
I hate to admit
Here's
it.
A reason. Another
I hate to bust your bubble.
The number six reason, ask the feds. Oh, per God. The CIA Twitter account, according to some conspiracy theories, Pac knew too much and is being hidden none other than by Uncle Sam.
See?
No wonder we can't find him. The CIA dispelled the rumor in 2014, but let's be honest, that information is too classified for Twitter. CIA's Twitter account says, no, we do not know where Tupac is. Twitterversary. Who knew the CIA had a Twitter account?
First of all, that's hilarious that the CIA has a Twitter account, and two, that they address where Pac is. Whoever's running that is funny. Man, again, y'all hit us up on Instagram and at On Deck TV. Let us know some of y'all best urban legends, which ones is true, which ones is false. Holla at us, man. We got another song break, man, before we crap up. This one is Offset from the Migos is free, goddammit.
Yeah, oh my God.
He's home. Migos, we're back a trio.
Yeah. Jesus.
Y'all check him out, man. First day out, he hit the booth. Check it out.
Versace, Versace, Versace. Tupac and Christopher Wallace. Camouflage and paparazzi. 20 bitches in the lobby. I just came home from the slammer. Plussing and working bananas. Migo, they gain no bandana. Lindsay Lohan and Amanda. Versace, Versace, Versace. Tupac and Christopher Wallace. Camouflage and paparazzi. 20 bitches in the lobby. I just came home from the slammer. Migo, plussing and working bananas. Migo, they gain no bandana.
Feeling like Tony Montana, Versace, Versace. I'm the fourth Migo, dude. Fuck it. Fuck it. That's me. Where my shades at?
You're too old.
Where my Sachi shirt at? Where my skinnies at? Where my shades
old.
At?
You're too old.
Where my red bottoms at, dude? I'm the fourth Migo.
You're too old.
That's your boy Offset. You fuck with him.
He
better be glad he just got out, because them niggas was keeping it moving with his without his ass, dude.
It is what it is. It sound like your other Migos song.
I mean, it was just a little, you know, I'm home, let everybody know I'm home.
Update on the Pac shit.
Is he alive or not?
Still dead. Retired police officer Dave Myers.
Oh my God.
Said that he was in on the plot to help fake Tupac's death. He was paid $1.5 million. The plot included 30 people, which Suge Knight was a part of.
Oh, my God.
A body double was paid $50,000 to take the picture at the morgue of Tupac. As Tupac.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Tupac's still alive, according to Dave Myers.
Doing what, dude? What is he doing, Dave Myers? Where's Tupac at and what is he doing? Huh?
He's selling coconuts in Cuba, dude.
No, he's not. He's not doing Dave shit.
Myers said, Dave Myers said he could not go on living knowing that his word was bought.
Oh, my God.
It's in some documentary called The Mirror.
I'll miss that. I'll be late for that. All right, man. You know what time it is, man. It's quote of the week time. I want to shout out my homeboy Twan Sounds for throwing me this oop, putting me on this quote, because this shit was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. Eddie Griffin, comedian, was on Vlad TV, and he talked about the time Master P, how he helped out Master P, and Master P returned the favor 10 years later, man. Check this out.
I had a show in, it was 91, 92, the Singer Theater down in New Orleans. So the promoter came up to me backstage. He's like, yeah, I got these two local rappers, man. Yeah. Is it cool to let them open up for you on the show? I said, bring them back. Let me see if they can spit. So it was P and Mystical. Them niggas came in the dressing room. Got to hitting that shit. I said, hell yeah, put them niggas on. So they blew the spot up. So years go by, nigga. I'm sitting on Sunset, nigga. It's like 98 now or some shit, you know. I'm on the Malguinetti show, all that shit. So I'm sitting there just hanging and shit. So all these motherfucking camouflage suits start coming in the motherfucking door, right? So the gold teeth come around the corner. You don't even remember me, do you? I said, I remember you, nigga. Shit, Master P. He's like, yes, yeah, what's up? I said, nothing, man. He's like, nigga, you know, because, you know, you gave us that shot over there. You know, things blew up, nigga. I want to return the favor. I don't think Hollywood then gave you a proper shot at a movie that you can star in.
This is before Undercover Brother?
Yeah, this is way before Undercover Brother.
Okay.
So he said, you got any scripts? I said, nigga, I'll be right back. Ain't bullshit. Got in the car, nigga, went over to Preston's house, got the script, foolish. So brought it back and handed it to the nigga. The nigga gave me a check for $1 million.
Master P gave you a check for $1 million.
For the script.
For the script.
I was a writing motherfucker.
So did he actually cut the check himself or he got it from a movie company?
No. Master P, we did that independent.
That was independent?
Yes.
Right, because I remember Master P.
Remember, we slung that movie like he slung his music.
Right.
We did our own bus ads all over the country, this, that, and the other. Boom, boom. Per screen average, our opening weekend, I think we had like maybe 700 theaters.
Wow. Okay.
We came out against Star Wars. We beat Star Wars per screen average.
First off, the $1 million check right there on the spot? Like, yeah, it ain't shit?
Goes back to my point.
What's that?
A Pimp C mistake and Rick Ross mistake. You don't fuck with people like P and Baby, dude. Like, them niggas is set up, dude.
Well, you can just pull out the checkbook.
They done thought this shit out, man.
Yeah, they're ahead of the curve,
yeah,
man. Especially in 98.
Yeah, come on.
That wasn't nothing. That meal ticket wasn't nothing.
This nigga said he funded his own movie, dude. Who was doing that in 98, dude?
And for the record, P my boy, but that movie was some slaw.
Yeah, it was.
Let's be very clear about that.
Foolish. The soundtrack was alright with.
No, the soundtrack had one R&B song that was banging.
It was banging. Nah, it was banging.
That slow song was banging.
It was,
though.
I remember.
That was
that,
it,
the
though.
Foolish soundtrack. That Foolish soundtrack was alright.
It had shit else, though.
I mean the song. It was alright.
That song was hard. But nah, I just thought that was a big dog move, though. And
shout
like you said, they
P,
go the same, man. You
shout
can't
out, shout out to playing chess out here, man.
Yeah, that's a chess move. Because, I mean, that movie made probably about $6-8 million in the box office. He got his shit back.
Independent, yeah.
Like,
come
independent.
On. He ain't spent $2 million on that shit.
Right.
And one of it was giving Eddie Griffin a script. $1 million for the script.
Nigga, $500,000 for promo, and that was it.
That's it.
You pocketing the rest.
Right. Everybody else working for free.
Nah, that was beast mode, though. And real quick, man, question of the week, man, going back to the Grammys, if you noticed the best rap category.
Uh-huh.
We put the question up.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the five nominees. Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late. J. Cole, 2014 Forest Hill Drive. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Nicki Minaj, Pink Print. And Dr. Dre, Compton. Those are the five albums nominated for Rap Album of the Year. Two-part question we put on Facebook and Instagram. Who will win and who should win? Because with the Grammys, those are usually two different answers. We got hella responses. First of all, how do you feel about them five albums? Cole, Kendrick, Dre, Drake, and Nicki Minaj.
I don't know why that Dre on there.
I don't know why that Nicki Minaj or that Dre is on there. I'm going to be honest. That Lupe could have been on there before both of them. I put that on everything.
Yeah, I ain't even paying no attention to that.
Everything. You hear me?
Yeah.
But other than that, though, who you think should win and who you think will win? If there's a difference. Say Drake and Drake, motherfucker. That's what you need to say. Drake and Drake.
Hell,
you need to be your answer.
Look at that Good Kid, man. I mean, not Good Kid, man.
Yeah, no.
The Butterfly, definitely.
The Butterfly should or will? Or
should.
Both?
And it will. Like, that's what it's going to be.
Man, shout out Durb 100, man. He said J. Cole should win, but they're going to give it to that Nicki or that Kendrick.
I don't get that Kendrick. Actually, that J. Cole shouldn't win it, though. I ain't going
to
lie.
Shout out to It's Me Go Getter. He said, I feel Drake had the best album, but I think Nicki will win because it's an award show. And that's just how they do.
J. Cole should. I want to change. J. Cole should. Kendrick will because of the, what's her name? Taylor Swift cosign.
You're right.
It's going to be big.
Shout out Ernie Madoff, man. He said Cole should win. Kendrick or Drake will probably win because of the name. But I don't know, though, because, well, I mean, yeah, because they both bigger than J. Cole in terms of, like, pop culture. In terms of Grammy shit. Shout out Jay Beasley, CEM. He said Drake should win, but I think Nicki gonna win because she got more pop-friendly joints. And Cole and Kendrick albums were to pro back epically. I don't know what he meant right there, but I may have said that wrong.
He said they were too pro-black, I think.
Epically. Oh, yeah. Too pro-black. Oh, man, the Grammys, man. Like, I'll leave that to
like,
you.
Who cares, yeah.
Nah, that's your shit, though. You
who
like
shit?
The Grammys and shit.
I don't even watch that shit, nigga. I don't even watch the BET Awards. Well, that's the Grammys.
Ain't nobody watching the BET Awards.
So why in the fuck would I watch the Grammys? I really don't know nobody on that. I barely know the people on the BET Awards and Motown. Shit, I ain't watching no Grammys.
Oh, shit. Let me see. Damn, shout out John Sayles, man. He said, man, this is a tough question, but Nicki shouldn't even be nominated.
He shouldn't have.
Kendall said,
it's just that it's Nicki Minaj. Kendrick gonna win that. Like, it's just between Kendrick and J. Cole. That's it.
Drake ain't got a shot?
No.
What?
He can win for that song.
For the diss song?
Yeah.
That's a win anyway.
Yeah, like that's it. Like that's it.
That's a win.
Yeah, like that's all he need, man.
Shout out Stephen Thomas, real quick. Last one. He said Kendrick album should win. J. Cole probably will. Drake album was better than all of them, in my opinion. That's real.
Who's
Thank
it?
You, Stephen Thomas. Drake. We waving that Drake flag right through this gap.
That Drake ain't better than that Kendrick. I'm sorry.
Crazy as fuck.
He ain't better than that Good Kid, Mad. I mean, not that.
You gonna keep saying the actual good album?
Well,
you
actually,
to fool
it's
us?
Not better than Good Kid, Mad City or To Pimp a Butterfly, but it's definitely not better than The Pimp a Butterfly, dog. We're not doing that.
Oh, shit. All right, man. We wrapping it up, man. New album's out there. Ross was out. Black Market.
What's your favorite song off all the new shit out? Give me two or three.
Smile, Mama, Smile.
That Smile, Mama, Smile is banging.
Featuring CeeLo. CeeLo bodied it. Yeah, I cried the entire 4 minute and 1 second that song played first time I heard it.
That's been on repeat for me.
Absolutely.
That Summertime Sadness on that Fab with Dave East.
Put the world on Dave.
Murdered that. And he shout out GS9. Shout out my Schmurda gang up there, man. Free my niggas.
You need to shout me out. I've been repping Dave East for a year and a half now.
What else?
I'm on that J. Cole Revenge. I'm on that J. Cole / Dreamville Revenge of the Dreamers 2.
Yeah.
He put out the little compilation. That's out. 50 Cent mixtape come out the 10th for those checking for that. I know you are. Don't act like you're not.
What other songs? Let me see.
My
Lito
joint,
Man in the Mirror, too.
Point oh, on. The Lito Man in the Mirror is tough.
Please check it out.
Absolutely. For your R&B fix, man, go check out that Jeremiah.
Nobody listen to R&B no more.
People listen to R&B, man. You can't set the mood listening to fucking Stitches.
You can't.
It's not going to work.
Listen to Ty Dolla $ign?
Ty Dolla $ign is pseudo R&B. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Niggas don't listen to R&B, though. Frank Ocean killed R&B.
Did he?
They thought he was bringing it back, and he killed it.
In one tweet. Hey, man, big shout-out. Before we dip, though, big shout-out.
I still bang at Frank Ocean, though.
Nah, I'm good.
You don't still bang that old Frank Ocean?
Nah.
You need counseling, bro.
I don't. Big shout-out, man, 1245 Music, though, man. We see you, man. Shout-out Ace of Spades, man. 1245 Music, good looking out. We hear you. Keep doing your thing. What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
I don't know, man.
That means not shit.
Christmas
being lazy,
time,
man. Get out the damn house.
Nah, it's Christmas time.
I ain't got no presents to buy for old but myself.
Congratulations.
You're supposed to knock that out in the summertime, man, so you ain't got to worry about this shit now.
Yeah.
Think ahead, man. We plan ahead out here in these streets. Chess moves.
That being said, this is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, man. We'll holler at y'all same time next week.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.